How many of you would like to get a raise this year or next year or sometime? All of us, wouldn't we? Sure we would. Well, how about going to your boss and saying, listen, if I do this, this, and this to improve my skills, and it produces X amount of incremental sales and profitable sales, do you think I could earn a raise next year? Now, I sit down with people all the time, you know, friends, and they come over and this and that, and we're talking about, man, I haven't had a raise. I got a 2% raise. And I'm thinking, what did you do to be worthy of a raise? Just because it's another year doesn't mean, in my view, that you're entitled to a raise. It's more connected to what has happened in the profit picture. So we're going to spend a good deal of time talking about profits as we go through our program today. I would also like to point out that we're recording today's program, as we record every program. And if you look on our website, you'll notice that you can purchase our CDs or our tapes, and our audio cassette tapes look like this, and CDs, they come in a container like that too, but the CDs are available as well. And these are the audio soundtracks from the program, which are, I think, a good way to reinforce the material that you've learned. So, but I do want to point out that it is being recorded, so if you're going to talk about your company or your boss, you know, make sure it's a positive comment. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the nice things about this is that it's recorded digitally. And I'll be happy to show it to anybody at the break or lunch or after or whatever, how we do it. And so I can go in there and I can back up and take out words or whatever. So being from Jersey, where profanity is part of being from Jersey, you know, I have to be very, very careful in this kind of a thing, you know, but, and I will always be very careful, but see, you can't prove that I said anything because I got the soundtrack and I can go in there and change it. This is the table of contents from the book, so I'd like to ask you to open up your books. And page 2, we're going to start out with what I call a introduction. Oh, incidentally, every page is marked, and you'll notice as we go through here, you'll see the page number up here. So in the unlikely event that you're daydreaming for a second or two and you lose track of where we are, you can get right back to the book by looking at this. So we're going to kind of start off with an introduction, and the introduction is going to give you an understanding of the environment that you're operating in. So we all understand, what are we up against? And I'll give you some examples of situations that occurred that made it clear to me that most salespeople have no idea. Most salespeople think when they first get into sales that when they go into a customer, the first customer, the first visit, they should walk out with an order. And that is not the way things work. We'll talk about the way they do work. And then you can kind of understand the environment that you're involved in. In the introduction, we'll talk about purchase facilitators, our readiness to buy curve, and all the material that's there is my own creation. I'm not trying to be pompous here, but I don't think you can find that anywhere else. And it's the result of just my thinking about what's happened in my many years involved in selling and that sort of thing. And I've created some charts, which I think are, they're not scientific charts, but I think that, you know, they provide a good visual to see what we're working with. And we've got a system. In your stack of materials, one of the things that you'll go away with, and it's in the book as well, of course, there's the brochure on our program that you're attending. And here's just a list of some of the process elements in our system. So I just drew on a separate sheet, and you know, you can refer to them. The next couple sheets here you'll see are some test questions, which you might want to look at. I don't want you to try to answer them, or you might even answer them. And then at the end of the program, we're going to go through and we're going to answer them, if we have time. But I will have the answers also. So if we don't have time, you can do it at your leisure, and then I'll provide the answers, or what I believe to be the answers. And again, there can be debatable. And then there's this little survey sheet, which I'd like you all to fill out and put your name on it before you go tomorrow. Which incidentally, I know that Susan and Melissa have a long drive tomorrow, so we kind of talked about starting tomorrow at 7:30 so we could finish at 3:30. It makes no difference to me if you'd prefer that, and we can decide this later in the day. But if we start earlier, we can get out earlier, and I know you guys would like to get out of town before rush hour and all that sort of thing. So, but we have to accommodate everyone, so we'll have to make that call later on. Okay, then, defining inside sales excellence. You know, some people have come to this program and they said, John, you gave us a lot of information about customer service, which are techniques that you can use to make customers feel better. And I just want the selling stuff. I don't see how you can separate them. It starts with when you answer the phone, the way you answer the phone.